This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello and happy Get Her Done Tuesday. We need a sounder for Get Her Done Tuesday. Get Her Done. Isn't that like a Larry the Cable Guy thing? Yeah. Oh, Mater. Does Mater get her done?
No, it was Larry the Cable Guy's stand-up act, and right. It became a catchphrase and a t-shirt and everything else, but
get her done.
Then he hooked on to the Mater character and his set for life.
Yeah.
Like good forever.
To not to.
He probably was already set for life, so I don't know what I'm saying.
Probably, but look, I'm sure that was a good gig. What have they done? Three of them, and
more to come, I'm sure.
And I'm sure he's licensed for all the little toys and et cetera.
Yeah.
Mater.
And he makes bank on touring.
Is he the You Might Be a Redneck guy?
No.
That's Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
all
yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
part of the same group.
They're part of that blue
collar
comedy tour.
Uh-huh.
510 wrote in, this is a text. Who is number one? Floyd May, we started at number one.
We did start
Sarah
at number
pulled
one.
A Vinny and said the number one first.
Well, you guys guessed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right. We did. Well, anyway, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, so Floyd Mayweather was
the
number
one.
$285 million he made in the last year, making him the highest paid entertainer. All right, celebrity trash. Here we go. A Stranger Things teaser has hit the interwebs. Netflix has released a teaser for season 3 of Stranger Things, and it looks like the gate between, you know, that hellish other place, the Upside Down, and the real world is going to open at the mall. They're going to get a new mall there in Hawkins, Indiana. It's a very 80s style ad. It hypes the opening of a mall in Hawkins where the show is set. None of the regular characters are shown except Steve. Steve is the guy with the hair. And he's got a job at an ice cream place called Scoops Ahoy. So he's working there.
All right.
The end of the ad says that the new mall is coming next summer, so there's a pretty good chance that's when we can expect the next season of Stranger Things. They've done it at Halloween the 2 years. We're coming up on a year, right? Didn't they release it right around Halloween last year?
Yes.
And then right around Halloween the year before? Mm-hmm. So it looks like it's going to be set there in Hawkins. It's going to be set at the mall, which is kind of a relief. I actually was afraid that they would take off on 11's story with that chick. Remember that when she went, didn't she go to like Chicago? And they were in that sort of warehouse thing with these sort of crazy, the revolution kids.
The punkers.
Numbers 1 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you've never seen Stranger Things? Oh, it's delightful. You might enjoy it.
She wouldn't like it.
Why?
Too scary. Is the second season better than the first season?
They're both excellent.
Is that why you wouldn't like it?
Is it scary? Why do you think I wouldn't like it?
It's not that scary.
I just think you prefer, it seems, based on the shows you talk about, you prefer reality TV.
And not fantasy. She likes Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Does she?
Do you?
I do for the most part. I found it, there was some boring scenes for me, and it was filmed really dark.
That bothers me.
Oh, does it?
The darkness of those shots sometimes, I just think, dude, you're ruining.
Uh-huh. We'd like to see what's
Shine
happening.
Shine a light on that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Like you have to
I'm
watch
not
in
sure
a completely dark room.
Yeah. I would say that Stranger Things has a lot of that semi-darkness happening. That might be one reason. A lot of it happens at night. A lot of it happens down in those tunnels. Mm. It's a lot of sort of dark scenes.
I wouldn't like that.
You know what, though? It has so much charm. It's just adorable. It got a little goofy the second season with that little animal that he found.
What they've got going for themselves, though, besides that it's fun to the science fiction stuff, is that 80s spin makes it, the nostalgia is huge.
Yep.
You know, And God, man,
even
the other
kids
day,
were like nostalgic for it, and they didn't live in the 80s. They're like, oh man, it looked awesome then.
The other day I mentioned that story about my friend who brought up Berlin, of all things, as his favorite 80s band. And I swear I heard from so many people who were like, and then what about? Mm-hmm. It's true. You can't help but sort of go off if you lived through that time frame.
Absolutely.
No, not this. That was the whole point.
That was the point.
Every other
like
80s band was better than Berlin.
Right. Give people a reference of what's better than this.
I was trying to think of the Motels the other night. Like, I actually liked some of their songs. Like, you know, 80s bands with a chick singer. Mm. I like
Pat Benatar.
Oh, my God. I love Pat Benatar.
I like the Motels, though. What was that one hit?
Only the Lonely can play.
I don't know anything else by them, though.
They had one other song, I think, that was like a big hit. Oh, I love this song.
I'll take the Sparks over.
What was their hit?
My Mustache. Or
I don't know that one.
Oh. In the meantime, I'll play another song.
No. Oh, my God. Let's just move on.
Anyway, the nostalgia.
Did you? Was there any audio in the trailer for Stranger Things that was worth?
Well, I can play it. Maybe you want to describe it because it's very visual. It's very 80s looking, too.
So it's basically an ad for the mall. Ooh, the Starcourt Mall. It's a very 80s looking mall. Oh God, they all have tube socks up to their knees. Oh, there's Steve.
Was that him?
Yeah, that was him. Oh, hot dog on a stick. Oh, it's adorable. It's all like, it looks like an 80s video with like weird like stars flying at you and stuff.
Oh, the Gap.
The Gap.
Oh, Walden Books. That's so sad. Oh. All right. Anyway, it looks very...
I'm ready.
You know, they're going for the 80s nostalgia thing hard in that one. Can you put that a link at Radio Alice?
Yeah, I'll look it up to Radio Alice. Or
our Facebook
Sarah
page.
Vinny's Facebook page. Look at the same producers as John Mayer's.
Just like that. Oh, my God. I love that New Light video. Let's see. The Road. It's hard being on the road.
Yeah,
it's grueling.
I wouldn't make it.
I have here a mid-year list of the top grossing tours. And what's funny is, you know, they've only played however many shows. And the disparity between what some people are making and what other people are making per show is actually huge as well. So we talked about Ed Sheeran earlier, and he does top this list. I am starting at number one because we talked about him earlier. He is actually overseas at the moment. So he's, you know, so it might be a surprise to you that he tops this list because he's not doing shows in the States right now, but he's touring overseas. He's done 52 shows so far this year. Actually, let me get my calculator handy because some of these, it's like, oh, that's an impressive number, but then you realize it's, you know, they've done so many shows. So he has made $213 million this year for 52 shows, which comes out to about $4 million a show. That's what they're grossing.
$4 million a show?
$4 million a show. He's sold 2.6 million tickets, an average price of $80 a piece. Next up is Bruno Mars, who's only done two less shows, but has made $100 million less. So Bruno Mars has made this is number two on the list.
Wow,
he's made $113 million for 50 shows, which is $2.2 million per show.
I imagine has much bigger overhead.
Which might be why, I'm not sure if they're basing this on tickets or what they're actually taking away after everyone's been paid. I'm not sure how they rank this because I agree with you. I mean, they've got, you know, a huge elaborate stage and then they've got these dancers and all this other stuff where, I don't know, maybe Ed's doing that one-man show thing where he doesn't have to pay anybody else and that's why he's taking $4 million.
He's got a band, he doesn't have dancers and it's hardly the same setup and breakdown each show.
Right. I think Ed's is a much more straightforward kind of, you know, probably four or five-piece rock band. Whatever.
Which if you can pull it, that's the way to go, right?
I don't see Ed with the lights and the explosions either.
No,
which Bruno Mars,
right, that's what I'm saying.
Right, oh yeah, the pyrotechnics are very expensive.
What list is this?
This is the mid-year list of the top grossing tours. So from now, from January 1st through now, who's made the most money out on the road?
Well, Bruno Mars was number 11 on that earlier Forbes list.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, and so it says here, number 11, Bruno Mars, $100 million.
And that's a personal money.
Yeah,
so it must be more than just his tour. Mm-hmm. It probably counts the dates from this year, plus album sales and, you know, I don't know, whatever he endorses. They've only played 12 shows this year, but they're number 3 on the list because they pull about $8 million a show. And this is the Rolling Stones. So they're number 3 with $100 million, but they've only played 12 shows. So it comes out to about $8 million per show, a little over that. Taylor Swift is also sort of in that range. Let's see. She has done 98. She's number 4. She's done $98 million worth of business, but for only 16 shows. About $6 million a show is what she makes. Now, that is an elaborate performance, but I'm guessing her ticket prices are through the roof.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she's only done that few shows. She's... Her tour kicked off here, what, a month or two ago?
Maybe a little bit more.
That's a lot of days off in between, wouldn't you say?
Maybe they do a lot of big travel days, and maybe it takes a long time to set up. Although, was it you two who had, like, two complete sets? So one is in another city getting set up, while one is actually, you know, being used.
Which is another, you don't think about it, but that's a huge staff they've got touring the world with them.
Pink's number 5 on the list. She's done 46 shows and has made $95 million. So that's about $2 million a show. I'm actually surprised by this number. $84 million for the Eagles. 31 shows. About 2.7. You would think that actually they would be grossing more than $2.7 million per show. Like, that to me seems like, you know, older people paying more for tickets, last chance to see the Eagles kind of thing.
Right. I bought my tickets. I think the show is, I don't even know, September maybe?
Is
bought
it possible?
My tickets January or maybe even late last year, and they're like 400 something a ticket.
Ooh. Is it possible they've toured enough that they fear, or maybe people are like, I've seen them 3 times already.
Maybe.
And they don't have a couple of the people who are supposed to be, who have passed.
Right. Yeah, that's my fear. That's why I bought the tickets. I've seen them just maybe twice, but I'm thinking I got to see these guys before another one of them croaks.
Mm. They are dropping like flies.
I know.
So this is the mid-year list of the top grossing tours. Justin Timberlake is number 7. He's made $83 million on 36 shows. That's about $2.3 million a show. Kenny Chesney's on there at number 8. Roger Waters at number 9. He's done 50 shows and he's only made $60 million. So let me hold on. I'll do the math for you. Divided by 50, about $1.2 million per show. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe that's
still really good.
Oh sure, it's fine. And he's on the list
per night, right?
$1.2 million.
Pretty
per night.
Damn good.
U2 about $60 million for 26 shows. The Carters have done. They're doing about $5 million a show. 11 shows, $55 million. The Foo Fighters, 29 shows, 53. Hold on, I'm going to do the math on this one. So they've made $53 million with 29 shows. So they're pulling $1.8 million per show, which is pretty good. Harry Styles is making less than $1 million per show. He has done, let's see, he's done 52 shows and he's made about $50 million. So he's pulling about $960,000 per show. This one's surprising to me. Katy Perry's at number 14 on this list. She's made $48 million and she's done 54 shows. She's making $800,000 a show. Mm. I guess that's...
It's really good.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do
I
you...
don't know. It just seems low compared to some of these. Like, well, Katy Perry's one of the big touring acts.
By comparison, I agree. And I'm still shocked at who leads the list because his show involves the least amount of actual effort.
Mm. I guess that must be why. Like, at $80 a ticket, that's actually, I mean, I hate to say reasonable, but for a major touring act, at an average ticket price of $80, not all that bad.
Like, I thought Ed Sheeran did a great show, and he seems like a very nice boy, and I'm happy for him. He's performing well beyond
what you'd think.
What you looking at him, you'd think he's out there doing, but the number one touring act?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, man.
And pulling about $4 million a show. At number 15, rounding out this list is Depeche Mode. They've made $47 million for 39 shows. Congratulations to them. Guns N' Roses is looking at about $500 million in tour earnings as they're continuing their reunion tour.
They were so good.
They actually have set a YouTube record as well with November Rain. They are now the biggest musical act on YouTube for both the 1980s and the 1990s. So there are newer videos that have banked well over a billion views. They just hit, they are the, November Rain is the first music video from the 1990s to reach the billion view milestone. And the first one created before the YouTube era to do so. The band is also the biggest of the 1980s, according to YouTube, thanks to the video for Sweet Child of Mine. The November Rain video came out 26 years ago. I know. It averaged about 500,000 views every day in 2017. And its hits are actually increasing in recent years with peak daily views reached on November 25th, 2017. The biggest 1990s YouTube videos after November Rain, Zombie by the Cranberries, that's been viewed 739 million times, and Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit with about 727 million views. Congratulations, Guns N' Roses. You're still relevant in the 20-teens.
I feel like they probably are. I bet they could, like, above other rock bands, they could put out a record and it would sell.
Oh, people would be like, oh, new music? Really?
Yeah, I bet it would sell.
El DeBarge.
Yeah.
The rhythm of the night.
To the morning light. Forget about the worries on your mind. You can leave them all behind.
Oh, God. I wonder if my chick likes that.
He was in an episode of The Facts of Life.
Oh, he was? Oh, how exciting.
He was?
Yeah.
His real name is Eldra Patrick DeBarge. El DeBarge. He got into an argument Friday night.
Oh, my God.
Here in California. It doesn't say what town. Let me see if it says.
Probably Bakersfield.
Probably.
How? What is that? E-L?
E-L.
E-L.
Yep.
And then DeBarge.
Turn it up. Turn it up. Barge. I can't hear it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Crank this up. Let's.
There's no time to be staying home. Too much going on.
Go, Hooman.
Tonight is going to be a night like you've never known. Good time the whole night long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, to the beat of the rhythm of the night. Dance until the morning light. Forget about the worries on your mind. You can leave them all behind.
Of the night.
Oh, the rhythm of the night.
Oh, go, Hooman.
You know this?
Yeah. I don't know it the way you know it, but I'm familiar.
This is his only hit, right?
I don't know any other El DeBarge hits. It was just DeBarge, right? That was it was like a family group, and he was the lead singer, El DeBarge.
This guy married Janet Jackson, though, right?
They were married.
No.
Yeah, it was a secret marriage.
Oh, was it DeBarge? I thought it was a different family.
Oh, a different DeBarge?
No.
I have another hit of theirs. It's called I Like It. You heard of that one?
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, you do?
I've never heard this.
I like it.
Somebody's going to love it.
Oh, the missus does like El DeBarge.
I like those stylish clothes you wear.
Nice.
Oh. Things you do.
Okay.
Ooh. Yes, James. It is James DeBarge, right? Is
no, not this? James. It wasn't James.
Oh.
El DeBarge.
Oh,
so she married James DeBarge.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. One of the DeBarge
my bad
brothers.
Sounds like a step down.
Mixing it up.
Sounds like she couldn't get El, so she went to James.
She stepped down to James.
Oh, James doesn't have hits?
Well, he was in DeBarge.
I've never heard of James
DeBarge. No, there is the whole band, DeBarge. I think El was just the lead singer, right? I don't know.
Yeah, there was a few brothers.
Well, I got confirmation. El DeBarge.
Pull up a picture of James DeBarge.
Yep.
With Janet Jackson. It's an odd looking.
They had like they were secretly married, right?
Pull up the one where he's wearing the pink bow tie.
There are seven DeBarges.
There's seven. That's a big family. Wow.
Bunny, El, Marty, Randy, James, Bobby, and Chico.
Chico!
There's James.
Oh, he's handsome enough.
What about that
all right.
Bow tie?
That's James Savard. Oh boy.
Pink bow tie and that weakling mustache. Like boy.
Weakling mustache.
80s baby.
That just the top of the lip.
Yep.
Oof. Not a great look.
Nope.
L has a little of that going on. A little bit. His goes up into his nose though, you know, it turns the corner.
That's a weakling mustache too, up. For sure.
Anyway, here's the story about L DeBarge. He got in an argument Friday night somewhere in California, possibly Bakersfield. We don't know. And he chased a man out of a house.
Wow.
The guy ran and hid in an RV. Mm-hmm. And that's where 57-year-old DeBarge tried to get into the RV. He had a wrench and he smashed out the windows from the RV.
Oh, my gosh.
The man called the police while he was, you know, scared in his RV. Oh, my God. L DeBarge is trying to get into my RV. They arrested DeBarge for felony vandalism. He spent the night in jail, posted $20,000 bail. I don't know what's going to wind up happening with that, but
L, I'm sorry about the mustache crack. I was just kidding.
L has fathered 12 children.
Oh, my. Has he?
Yes.
12 kids?
Well, how do you like that, Vince?
I don't. I don't. I can't imagine
children.
Why.
How many different mothers?
I don't know about that.
Probably just one lady. She's a baby machine.
Do you think he's participating?
Financially, I bet he is.
But you don't think that he's there to read a book at night for each of those children?
Maybe he is, Vinny. We don't
know. I hope he is.
I hope so, too, for those children's sake.
But I can tell you as a parent of one, one's enough.
Yes,
my God, 12, dude?
Well, he's only dealing with them one at a time,
How many
probably.
Books can you read?
Hmm. He didn't go crazy with the names, which is good.
Oh, what are the children's names?
I mean, like Kennedy, Noah, Nicholas, Jordan, Bobby, Joshua, Zach.
Well, maybe.
There's no Your Majesty.
Yeah, there's no Your Majesty.
Well, isn't Bunny DeBarge one of them? I mean, he's probably like, oh, man, Bunny got a lot of crap. I'm just going to go with regular. We'll go Nick, Bill, Sheila, you know, regular names. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, I've got some fast facts, which you're going to really love.
I love those.
I've got the secret ingredient to look good.
Oh.
And also a new offering from Crocs.
Oh.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate every minute that you give us.
Here's what's happening. You know, someone texted in because Sarah has a list of people she loves, and on the list is Michael B. Jordan, apparently. Yeah. She gets all drooly. You can't even hear the rest of the words of his name when crazy.
That's delicious.
But Elon Musk also often comes out of her
yes,
mouth
I
as someone
Elon.
She thinks is so great.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I love, but I don't love him like in a sexual way. The way I love Michael B. Jordan. I don't want to do him. I just want to. I want to be friends with him and talk to him about, you know, space travel, et cetera.
Guys love that.
Oh, I know.
Let's be friends.
Yeah.
Talk about stuff.
Oh, my God. Thank goodness for you men and you're wanting to talk all the time.
Anyway, Elon is very famous now as
yeah.
he
sure.
ran, what was it, PayPal and then moved on. And I think he has a solar company and
the boring
Tesla
company. And, sure.
And SpaceX.
SpaceX, right. He's very famous. He's got a ton of Twitter followers. He's on there often making comments.
Yeah, what's the deal
and
with
so,
his Twitter stuff?
Apparently, when the boys were trapped in the cave in Thailand, he had offered up some kind of mini rescue sub.
Oh.
Elon Musk to the rescue.
Well, but there was no way a sub was going to get in there.
Well, I don't know.
It's a mini sub, so it could have. You got to... Can you pull up a picture, Bryn, or do you want me to come on?
It would have to be tiny. I mean, they had to, like, the boys couldn't even wear the oxygen tanks on their back to get
right.
through some of those holes.
Right.
I mean, it's tiny.
They say here that a British cave explorer who aided in the rescue of the 12 boys and their soccer coach in the flooded Thailand cave, this is the guy, his name's Vern Unsworth.
Okay.
Apparently... They're saying here that Musk had offered up this mini sub for use in the Thai boys rescue effort, and this guy Vern called it a PR stunt and told Elon he should stick his submarine where it hurts.
Oh,
Like,
that's a dick move.
The submarine's not going to work. You can't do it. You're not going to pull
this off.
Thanks
for the offer, but that thing's enormous. That's not.
No, it's not. It's just a little like.
It's like the size of a person.
Where?
No,
I can't see the scale of it. It looks gigantic.
Well, there's a person in
the
front of it.
Pushing it right here?
And there's a person behind it.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know about tiny, but okay. It's a lot smaller than I thought.
Anyway, it set off Elon on Twitter. And, oh, the guy also called him a bonehead and boring, which also.
Oh.
Elon lost it.
How dare he?
Musk, who went to the cave in Thailand to offer the mini sub to help in rescuing the boy, said on Twitter that he never saw this British guy at the site. And also went on to say, let me make sure I get this right.
So this is Elon at the site.
Yeah. Here it is. So this is Elon fighting back, saying his sub would have worked or whatever, and then goes on to say, sorry, pedo guy, you really did ask for it. In Great Britain, pedo is short for pedophile. So no
what's it short for anywhere else? I mean, that's what it's short for.
I don't know. Pedicure? I don't know. I'm just telling you. So this is what he goes at this guy as being a pedophile. So that wasn't it. He went on to say he offered up a cash bet in his statement about Unsworth, saying, I bet you a signed dollar that's true, as if he's saying he knows something about this guy. Later, he deleted the tweets because clearly he got riled up beyond.
That does seem like an overreaction, although the guy was jerky.
He also saved the 12 boys.
He did. But, you know, kind of a jerky response to someone offering their help. The guy actually went to Thailand and, you know, he didn't have to be a jerk. But this does seem like an overreaction to that, to call someone a pedo.
So it goes on in the story to just go back and forth about this guy saying, I think Elon's reason for saying that is the guy lives in Thailand. And there is some kind of sex.
Oh, they're right. There's supposedly like a whole underbelly.
What do they call that? Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a sort of a vague memory of Gary Glitter being busted there. Wasn't he the guy, the English musician, that was busted in Thailand as a sex tourist guy? So maybe he's making a bunch of leaps to get there.
Or maybe he does know something.
Maybe. Or maybe he's making a bunch of leaps to get there, and he's angry, and he's just shouting. I mean, there's no worse thing you could say to someone, right?
Agreed.
I think it's like pedophiles at the top, then's racist or
murderer.
Or rapist.
I was thinking rapist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, there's a list of things. A pedophile might even be above murderer, though, right?
Yeah, pedophile's just horrible.
Yeah.
Right. Murderer is less horrible than pedophile. Right up there, though.
Especially when you're already in prison or jail.
Right.
That is what they were commenting on, Elon's outburst on Twitter towards the rescue guy. So now you know.
All right.
So what's
gonna
happen?
I don't know how you feel. Probably nothing.
Going to court?
Well, I mean, Elon really needs to talk to me before he posts things on Twitter. Man, God, who does it? I just refuse to be on Twitter. I just know I would step in it.
Well, Elon, of course, finds himself being with comparisons to Trump. Like, dude, you're on Twitter losing your mind. What are you doing?
Yeah.
This is not a good look for you.
It's a terrible look.
The CEO and you know, inventor and...
Stop it.
Sarah's second boyfriend.
Right. On Twitter, you did.
A new study found the key to looking good
is
going to bed and waking up at very specific times.
Mm.
You should go to bed at 9:45 p.m. and wake up at 6:55 a.m.
Yeah, okay. Is that what I should do?
That's 9 hours of sleep.
Sorry, guys. I won't be here until 7:30 tomorrow. I got to get on this new regimen.
Me too.
9 hours. What time are you getting in bed right now? It's summer. It's not dark until 9. What time are you getting in bed?
I am a pretty religious 7:30 person.
You too?
Even you're earlier. Nodding?
Yeah,
even
you. Earlier. Yeah, you're.
I can get to in bed at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Last night.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Ish. But then I stayed up to watch that Robin Williams
right.
special. But normally, sure, I am so tired today. I'll probably be in bed at 6 p.m.
My problem is that I nap a lot. I'll be sitting on the couch in the afternoon watching the late night shows and doing all that, and I just fade off. And if no one wakes me up, I'll sleep for 2 hours.
Sure, and that happens. Messes you up.
It does. It happened yesterday, so I stayed up till almost 9 yesterday. We watched TV Strike.
Oh,
I know.
It's too bright. It's too daylight.
Well, we have the plantation shutters, and those things are
they black it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have blackout curtains in my room.
Sarah, you famously say that you have Crocs outside the door
Love
in your backyard.
Right inside the door. They're right on the mat right there inside the door, so you can...
A pair for everyone in the family.
Everybody has a pair.
There's a new line of Crocs that you're going to love.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
People are saying
what have they
high-heeled
done?
Crocs.
Oh, a high-heeled Croc.
Are
oh my
go
God,
big.
Those are adorable. Yuzi, did you see these?
I did.
Oh my God.
I would totally wear those.
I would too.
What?
These are adorable.
You're both kidding.
They have a kind of a wide heel.
Cute.
They're not super high, but they have a platform in the front so that, you know, the arch part of the foot isn't a super high lift, but they still have some height to them. They're adorable. I bet you they look so comfortable.
They look like
what is happening?
Would you call those mules?
Yep.
Yeah. I would like a strap though to, you know, so I'm not grasping them with my toes, you know, not trying to get out of my shoes.
Is this girl humor?
They're rubbery.
They're super cute.
Your foot stays right in them. They'd be fine. These look super comfortable.
You're doing a bit.
No, I love them. How much are they?
I'm looking.
$80.
Okay. $80.
I've seen some other ones for $20.
Yeah, I'm paying $80 for these.
They come in two colors right now,
but
they appear to be a hit, so there'll be more coming. But right now, it's a gray and purple or an all black.
Oh.
But the
those are absolutely adorable. I get a pair of the all black. I don't have a black pair of sandals.
Do you just not like them because they're Crocs?
Yeah, he doesn't like Crocs.
Well,
what if it was just some shoe that, name a shoe, some Michael Kors.
Some rubber shoe.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, no, I'd be like, that's a rubber shoe. Why are you buying?
Oh, rubber shoes are great. Because what do you care? If they're $20, like you wear them for a while. And...
The comments under the launch photo are,
yes,
these Croc high heels are fire.
They are fire.
Fire.
God, they're great. They look so comfortable.
They do?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get you a pair.
Well, I don't know stuff, so okay.
Let's get a pair for your girlfriend and see what she thinks of them.
Why?
Why not? She look adorable in them. Little Crocs, little cute little Crocs. Oh, those are so cute.
How about a fast fact?
You guys, look those up. Fast fact, Croc high heels, adorable.
If you fart when you're naked, it can actually spread germs in the air and could contaminate food nearby.
Well, who's farting near food while they're naked?
As long as you're wearing clothes...
Oh, it
they
holds
filter
it,
the germs,
it.
And it's safe to...
So your pants are just the germy
let
part.
Her rip, right.
I see. I fart naked all the time.
What?
Sure.
Oh, because you're a nudist and you're always walking around the
house
naked.
No, that's not why. Like, you know, get ready for your shower and you...
I don't know.
Let one go. I'm free!
You're a weird lady.
Free falling!
Free farting, you guys. Hello. My farts are free!
Free farting.
September 12th.
What about it?
Is a holiday in Russia.
Oh.
Called Day of Conception.
Oh, like that's when they want everyone to get pregnant?
Everyone gets the day off to go home and bone and get pregnant.
Hmm. What if it's not your time in your cycle?
I don't know. I guess you're lucky.
Just
you can bone
a
for
day of
you
sex.
Get a freebie.
Oh. Hmm.
It's nice.
When would those babies be born? July?
Ralph Macchio
is
now 56.
Oh.
That's older than Pat Morita when he played Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, how funny. He still looks so young.
Nah, he's put on.
Has he?
He's a little bit different.
Oh, I feel like I saw him recently and he still looked like a little kid.
I forgot what show he was on. Oh, was it Billions? He was on some show
Macchio,
I was watching,
huh?
But he was looking a little.
Oh,
well,
it happens,
I mean,
to the best.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
He's 56. You know?
He is 56, right.
Wasn't he something like 30 when he played the Karate Kid? Like, he was way older than he should have.
Yes.
I don't know if it was 30, but...
But he was much older than...
He was supposed to be like a teenager, like a little 15-year-old or something.
Monica Lewinsky.
What about her?
Hasn't had a full-time job since she finished her White House internship in 1997.
No. I thought she was doing purses.
Well, that was her own work, right? Was that an Etsy thing?
So, like Sarah does purses.
Very much like some people we know.
Feels like a full-time job.
Try to launch a company.
What?
Did you see the stuff that Bourdain said about Clinton and Weinstein?
Say?
Oh, I guess it was his last interview, but he just went full throttle at Clinton about his behavior and likened him to Weinstein. And you didn't hear any of that?
No. Well, he was dating one of the girls who's accusing Harvey Weinstein of rape.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he's heard plenty from her.
Stories,
yeah.
Well, and Clinton came out and put his foot right in it just recently, and everyone did their best job to cover it, clean him up a little.
He just, doubled down.
I really do feel like that's the last we're seeing of that guy, right?
I doubt it.
Clinton Foundation, Hillary.
I'm reading the latest on Lewinsky.
Yes.
It says in May of 2018, Lewinsky was uninvited from an event hosted by Town and Country when Bill Clinton accepted his invitation.
Yeah, what was the event for? Because I remember reading this, that it was about women and the Me Too movement.
That's right.
And she found herself uninvited and was like, this is what the event is for.
You should uninvite him, because I said yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll read the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.